Exodus chapter 18. When Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that God had done for Moses and for Israel his people, and that the Lord Jehovah had brought Israel out of Egypt, then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moses' wife, after he had sent her back, and her two sons, of which the name of the one was Gershom, stranger in a strange land, because he said, I have been an alien in a strange land. And the name of the other was Eleazar, God of help, because the God of my father, he said, was my help and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife to Moses into the wilderness, where he encamped at the Mount of God. And he said to Moses, I, your father-in-law Jethro, have come to you, and your wife, and her two sons with her. And Moses went out to meet his father-in-law, and bowed, and kissed him, and they asked each other of their welfare. And they came into the tent. And Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord Jehovah had done to Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, and all the trouble that had come upon them along the way, and how the Lord Jehovah had delivered them. And Jethro rejoiced because of all the goodness which the Lord Jehovah had done to Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Jethro said, Blessed is the Lord Jehovah, who has delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of Pharaoh, who has delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord Jehovah is greater than all gods, because in the thing in which they dealt proudly he was above them. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifices for God. And Aaron came, and all the elders of Israel, to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law before God. And it came to pass in the morning that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from the morning until the evening. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did for the people, he said, What is this thing that you do for the people? Why do you sit alone, and all the people stand by you from morning until evening? And Moses said to his father-in-law, Because the people come to me to inquire of God. When they have a problem, they come to me, and I judge between one and another, and I make them know the statutes of God and his laws. And Moses' father-in-law said to him, The thing that you do is not good. You will surely wear away both you and this people who are with you, because this thing is too much for you. You are not able to perform it by yourself. Listen now to my voice, I will give you counsel, and God shall be with you. You be for the people towards God, that you may bring the causes to God. And you shall teach them ordinances and laws, and shall show them the way in which they must walk, and the work that they must do. Furthermore, you shall provide out of all the people able men, who fear God, men of truth, who hate covetousness, and place such over them, to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And let them judge the people at all seasons, and it shall be, that every great matter they shall bring to you, but every small matter they shall judge, so shall it be easier for yourself, and they shall bear the burden with you. If you shall do this thing, and God so commands you, then you shall be able to endure, and all this people shall also go to their place in peace. So Moses listened to the voice of his father-in-law, and did all that he had said. And Moses chose able men out of all Israel, and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And they judged the people at all seasons. The hard causes they brought to Moses, but every small matter they judged themselves. And Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went his way into his own land.